definitely human.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Attention, employees! This special episode of Mars Corp was made possible thanks to the continued support of our amazing fans on Patreon. If you want a piece of the action, check out patreon.com/definitelyhuman.
The strangest case I ever worked. Well, since you asked...
I asked what you wanted to drink.
It all began with Phase 2. And the great Mr. Man, he changed everything, my friend. Project Titan was just the beginning. In a matter of months, Mars Corp has been overrun with franchise stores. From hot dogs to hot pants. If you can imagine it, you can buy it at triple the cost of the Vendibot products. The other Martians, they love it. All the brightly colored clothing, the gaudy accessories, the fast food. But not me. I see it all for what it truly is. I see the artifice. That was my job, you know, to see things. I saw a lot of things for Mr. Man, a lot of secret things. And I see the deception in these franchise stores. Their marketing cannot fool me. The products they peddled might be packaged differently, but they all offer the same shallow experience. A short burst of chemical joy, an empty promise. Yes, they are all the same. All but one. Sugar tips. The Sugar Tip Sweet Shop was different. I sensed it the moment I stepped foot in the door.
Well, hello there, stranger. Welcome to Sugar Tips. I'm Maple Florentine, the store manager. What can I do for you today?
I am looking for a job. The sign outside says you are hiring.
Yes, indeed. The base manager has given us permission to hire obsolete employees. Do you fall into that category, mister?
Just call me Eduardo. And yes, I find myself in need of a new occupation.
And may I ask what particular skills you possess?
All of them.
Okay. Well, you might be overqualified, Eduardo. Sugar Tips is just a humble store with humble ambitions, like the kind of traditional little shops they used to have in the good old days. We just want to create that feeling of wonder and joy that makes children's eyes light up. Don't expect excitement and adventure here.
It was perfect. I realized in that moment that Sugar Tips was offering me a second chance. A new, simpler life for a new, simpler me. Finally, I could say goodbye to the secrets and lies of my old life as Mr. Man's spy. And goodbye to the daily grind in my cover job as the DNA processing operator at the meat lab. Sugar Tips was giving me a way out. It seemed almost too good to be true. And of course,
it was.
Mars Corp Human Capital, Eduardo.
Whoa, this place is amazing!
Welcome to Sugar Tips. My name is Eduardo, and this is the finest selection of confectionery on Mars.
Ooh!
We have it all. Do you want to taste the stars? These are cosmic clusters. Chocolate to fizz on your tongue. Maybe something with more daring? A bold candy for a bold lady? These space bars will give you energy and the zest to live your dreams. Now with extra amphetamines. We have crispy comets. We have jelly sunspots. 1,000 different sweets, and each one a rapture of flavor.
Oh, cool. So, tell me, Eduardo, what have you got that's going to last a long time in my mouth?
The gobstoppers?
Oh, nice. I'll take 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have anything that will get my fingers all sticky?
The salted caramel?
Perfect. I'll take 10 of those, too.
Right away, ma'am.
Nice one.
Thank you for shopping at Sugar Tips. Please come again and bring your friends.
Oh, trust me, I will, Eduardo. I want to see how many of your treats I can stuff into my pockets.
Good. Yes.
Eduardo, my man, I love watching you work. You're a natural, buddy, a natural.
Oliver Durant was my co-worker. What he lacked in wit, he made up for with an overabundance of personality. I liked him.
Man, how long have you been here? A couple of days, most, and you're already outperforming me in every area. Which is great. Obviously, just the best. Sugar Tips directly benefits from your natural talent, and I'm being pushed to work even harder. Everyone wins!
Thank you, Oliver. You are a good man.
Well, that's me, buddy. Oliver Durant. Reliably good, if somewhat unremarkable. Awesome stuff. Hey, can you help me with this crate of sugar plums?
Sugar plums? I have not heard of these.
They're the most important sweets in the shop. They're the signature sweet of Sugar Tips, synonymous with the brand. And we're using them as a promotional tie-in for Phase 2. If you're looking for the taste of Earth, these are it, buddy. But at the moment, they are strictly not for sale, all right?
So Sugar Tips is a franchise chain. I thought it was just a humble store with humble ambitions.
It is a humble store, a very humble store. It just so happens to be owned by a multinational corporation. Well, shift's over. Shall we head to the bar?
I'll see you there. I'd like to take a stroll first.
A stroll?
Eduardo likes to walk around the base at night.
Really? Why?
It is just something that I do. Something that I have always done.
Well, I hope you're staying out of trouble, young man. See you boys tomorrow.
Good night, Mabel.
Good night. Do not worry about me. Trouble is the last thing I want. It was true. I do not seek out trouble. And yet, inevitably, trouble always finds me. Who's there? Show yourself. Oh, it's you. Good evening, Dusterbot. The Sector L Dusterbot was an old friend from my spying days. Its size and speed made it the perfect informant. And better yet, it told the filthiest jokes on Mars. I see you haven't changed, old friend. But I have. I'm not a spy anymore. That was a long time ago.
Why didn't you watch where you're going?
I was standing still. You walked into me, Dr. Yun.
Well, you shouldn't be lurking in the shadows. Wait, I'm sorry. Do I know you?
No.
I see. All right. Well, just be more careful in the future.
Excuse me, you dropped something. Hey! Huh. Some kind of wrapper? A sweet wrapper from Sugar Tips, but I should have left it. How much of life turns on a chance encounter? If I had left a second sooner, if I had walked away from the wrapper, if I had merely picked it up and thrown it away. But of course, nothing is chance. The dance of life is set to a regular beat. I should have left that wrapper for the sweeper bots, but I didn't. I couldn't. I picked it up. It was a wrapper for sugar plums. Same again.
You haven't ordered a first one yet.
Well, give me two and make the second the same as the first. Like I was saying, I should have left that sweet wrapper. But I got curious. So...
Excuse me, are any of these sweets sugar-free? Gotta watch my figure. Got someone to impress, if you know what I mean.
No.
No, you don't know what I mean? You see, I'm trying to...
No, none of them are sugar-free.
Oh. Well, goodbye forever!
Say, Oliver...
Hey, Budtastic!
I came across something unusual yesterday. Take a look at this. How would something like this come to be outside the medical department? You said sugar plums hadn't gone on sale yet, no?
Yeah, probably some sort of mistake. A customer must have taken one by accident. Let's just throw that away for you, buddy.
But they're on that shelf for display only. That box is locked, isn't it?
One must have fallen out beforehand. There's no need for any accusations. We're all friends here.
I wasn't accusing anyone of anything. I'm just curious.
Well, maybe you should stop poking your nose... Eduardo, let me just give you some advice. Here at Sugar Tips, we value trust above all. The customers know they can depend on us to brighten their day with a smile and a candy bar, and we need to know that we can depend on all our staff.
It's just you and me in here.
Yeah. So let's be dependable, shall we? Please stop asking these silly questions, and let's get back to work.
Very well, Oliver. I will say no more about it.
Of course. Yes, I'll have the item in question ready for you. Yes. Look, that's not my job. Can't you just... I'll have to call you back. There's someone at the door. Yes? Do you have an appointment?
I'm from the services department, sir. I will have to ask you to leave the office while I conduct a health and safety inspection.
Fine. I need a coffee anyway.
Unless I'm mistaken, that's a month's supply of sugar plums. This confectionery should be for promotional use only. Why does Dr. Yun have early access? Couldn't have put it better myself, Dusterbot. There's something suspicious going on here. Don't get nostalgic. This is a one-off investigation. I have to know. Let's take a closer look, shall we? What's this? A stock take for the medical department. But room 7 has been left blank. What could it all mean? Could Dr. Yun be involved in some kind of bootleg operation? Is he trading medical supplies in exchange for sugar plums? But there's only one person who... Look out! He's coming back! And it sounds like he's not alone. We must hide! In this cupboard, quickly!
Oh, love what you've done with the office, my man. Minimal is very in right now.
Here is the key card. I hope you find what you're looking for.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, really, really great. How are you liking those sugar plums?
You may inform Maple that her gift is most appreciated.
Maple? So, this goes all the way to the top.
So what exactly is wrong with Maple?
Okay, trust me, my man. The less you know, the better.
I don't see why we have to be so secretive. If you'd just let me take a look at her,
I'd... No! Listen, buddy, Maple has her reasons for keeping her ailment a secret, okay? You just keep letting her come into the medical department anonymously after hours, and we'll keep sending you these delicious treats.
Believe it or not, my concern for my patients outweighs my interest in overpriced confectionery.
Overpriced?
Bastard! How dare he? You cannot put a price on dreams!
Look, will you just get on with it? I've got a lot of serious drinking to do.
Whoa, chill, okay? Maple likes to take care of these things personally. I'll bring the key card back tomorrow.
Oh, fine. I'm going to the bar.
Hey, I'm going that way too. We can go together.
Oh, shareholders.
What had I uncovered here? Dr. Yun had given Oliver a medical department key card in exchange for sugar plums and the shareholders know what else. But the key wasn't for himself. It was for Maple, the kind old shop manager. What did she need in the medical department? All was not what it seemed. And maybe I should have guessed. Just like a chocolate glazing can hide a creamy nougat center, a surprise for the unwary. So Sugar Tips, too, had a facade. But its center was not a delicious, thickly whipped delight, oh no. It was the syrup of corruption. And I was determined to taste it.
It has been a while since I used the ventilation system. Give me a break! How is a man supposed to stay in shape when he works in a sweet shop, huh? Easy for you to say. All right, get that vent open.
Here we are, Dusterbot. Maple Florentine's private office. Let's see what secrets she has been keeping from MarsCorp.
What?
What have you found? A featureless crate. Help me get it open. Just as I thought. Various plastic containers, presumably filled with supplies from the medical department. Why would Maple go to all this effort to keep her illness a secret? Transparency is mandatory. She is facing harsh punitive measures for withholding personal information. We'll find out soon enough, old friend, once I open these.
Well. Hello, Eddie.
Oliver!
I had a feeling you wouldn't be able to keep your big nose out of our little operation. But there's still a chance you can walk away, my man. Just forget all this.
No, that's not me. I must know the truth. I must know what you're hiding. What is wrong with Maple Florentine?
Damn it, you're really not going to drop this, are you? Sigh. So be it. The truth is, she's diabetic.
What?
She's... diabetic, Eduardo. The manager of the best and only sweet shop on Mars is... Oh, she's diabetic!
I see. Is that it?
We're keeping her condition off the record. If people knew the truth, it would damage her brand integrity.
Okay. Well, regardless of what you think will or won't happen, it is forbidden for MarsCorp employees to withhold personal information from management. E.L. Hobb must know the truth.
Eduardo! You're not a spy anymore.
Oh, but I am. For one brief, happy moment, I thought that I had escaped the dark underbelly of MarsCorp. That my days of spying were behind me. That I could become a simple shopkeeper. Live a quiet life. But I was wrong. I see that now. It is my job to see things. And now I must know the truth. What is this? These containers are all filled with... bones?
What? What are you talking about?
This isn't medication for diabetes. These are bones. Employees' bones. What is going on here, Oliver?
I don't understand.
Well, well, well. Hello, boys.
Maple.
Maple?
Didn't I warn you to stay out of trouble, Eduardo? And now look at you, breaking into an old lady's office. Tut, tut.
But what's going on? Why did you take these bones from the medical department?
You know, it's not easy being a humble store with humble ambitions. Competing with mega franchise chains like Titan Coffee and Serious Donuts. At Sugar Tips, we just want to create that feeling of pure fantasy and a rich, warm nostalgia for a better time, a simpler time. But to do that, you have to cut a few corners. There are certain health and safety requirements that I cannot afford to meet, Eduardo. Of course, if you'd actually just done your job at the processing plant instead of running off to do whatever it is you used to do, we might have got on top of that meat cube incident sooner, and I'd have access to the meat lab. As it happens, had to find another way.
The meat lab? What has that got to do with all this?
Well, I need gelatine, dear, to make all the sweets. What do you think all these bones are for?
Oh, holy shareholders! You mean we've been eating... Oh, no, I think I'm going to be sick!
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for your meddling kids. Sigh. So, what happens now? What's it going to take to keep you quiet? I don't suppose I can interest you boys in a lifetime supply of sugar tip sweets.
They're made with employees' bones!
It's over, Maple. The only question is, are you going to come quietly?
Yeah, okay.
We cannot escape our destinies. Maple thought she could outrun the competition forever, evading the vigilant eyes of MarsCorp. Now she's doing time in mandatory employee development seminars. Truly a fate worse than death. Oliver, who wanted nothing more than to be Maple's deputy, became the store manager of Sugar Tips. He is busy turning the store around. It's not what it was, of course. Not quite as bright. Not quite as homely. But maybe that is how it must be. And me? I find myself out of a vocation once more. I can't stay there anymore. The place is tainted for me now. I have to move on. I am not worried. The path is laid, even if I cannot see it. Where it takes me, I cannot know. But I trust in destiny's plan. For now, the path takes me home. So, one more for the road?
Sir, you haven't ordered a drink all night.
You said it, Dusterbot. The world's changed. And we are gonna have to change with it. The base manager believes she no longer requires our services. So what now? Private investigators, you say? Yes, I like the sound of that. It won't be easy, though. There's a long, hard road ahead of us, old friend. I wish I could sugarcoat it, but that's not my job anymore.
That was Mars Corp Human Capital, Eduardo. Written by David Knight and Maximilian John, and produced and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Darling. Starring Graham Vick, James Naylor, Robert Benedetti Hall, Penelope Day, David Knight, Max Upton, and Katie Turner. Music by John Day and Ben Osborne. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. Mars Corp Human Capital is dedicated to all the beautiful Earthlings who support us on Patreon. If you want to help us make Mars Corp Season 2, head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman and make a pledge. You can also support Mars Corp by rating and reviewing it on iTunes. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is 6-18-5-5-4-15-13. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.